had, you know, mortgage rent was much bigger than the one we had paid in the little mm-hmm. house. And I had Barbara, who was only 18 years old and just begun college, and mm-hmm. I wanted her to continue, and all these things. And fortunately, I had a profession. I was a substitute teacher, and was now going to try to become a permanent teacher, which I did after. Because before, I had never done that. I was just substituting. And I had so much to do for Eric, that I was satisfied with the mm-hmm. status, because it didn't have quite so much responsibility.
Right.
But now I really have everything on my shoulders, and so that is also part of the reason why I think Eric is so forgotten, because I had to survive and give my whole energy mm-hmm. to this thing, and I couldn't do anything for him anymore, not write any letters or mm-hmm. do anything. So Barbara was, of course, at the university, and she had a lot of free time, and she was homesick for the atmosphere of home, you mm-hmm. know, where all these musicians would come to the house, and music played such a great part of the daily life. And so she went over to Schoenberg, and there she found the same atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know? And she would sometimes write letters for Mrs. Schoenberg, and there was the old grandmother who was from Austria, who reminded her of her own grandmother and of me. And the same, you know, kind of atmosphere, this Austrian, you know, hospitality and everything, was there very strongly, you know. And Larry was at home, who was her own age, mm-hmm. you know, a little younger than her. So he was provided a companion and so on. And Ronnie was not in the picture, because Ronnie was in the army. And it was only much later that they met, because at one time Mrs. Schoenberg went to Europe, and she asked me and said, at that time Barbara had already finished university, and she began her practice teaching, which was part of making the masters. And her practice teaching was at Revere, which was opposite Schoenberg. Mm-hmm. You know, they live opposite the school.
Yes.
And so Mrs. Schoenberg asked me and said, I have to go to Europe, and the Larry goes too, and the grandmother is all alone, and couldn't Barbara, since it's so near and just opposite, sleep there?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this way the grandmother wouldn't be alone. So, of course, I said, yes, she can do that for these 3 weeks. And just by accident, Ronnie came home during this time. And he had never met Barbara before. And it was very funny, because the friendship went on through years. And Mr. Schoenberg had always said, you know, I'm going to Seisel's, and there's a very nice young girl there, and why don't you come along? And he said that usually his mother wanted him to drive him wherever she went, and then the nice young girl, which he promised, turned out to be sometimes 30 years old, or sometimes 11 years old, you know, and or very ugly or something like this. So he suspected the same motives in this case, and never went over to us, you know, never. But I think in this case then he saw for himself, and I think that started it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, culminated in them later marrying. But it took quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And the tonality and the atonality finally got together, as it were.
Got together, yeah. I think Barbara got a terrific shock because of this early death of her father. Mm-hmm. She had been very close to both of us. And then, of course, after Eric's death, she was tremendously close to me. It was therefore very, very hard for her to get really close to anybody. Mm-hmm. And Ronnie had a very hard time with her, but he succeeded through patience. Yeah.
Well, maybe this is the place to raise a couple of questions that are bound to occur to anyone approaching Eric Zeisel and his music for the first time. You've already partially answered one question, but maybe we should explore it a bit further.